We all make mistakes, but overdrawing your checking account is going to cost you more than ever. The average overdraft fee hit a record high this year, increasing to almost $33.50. That's from a survey by Bankrate.com.
And there are ways to avoid paying this needless fee. Consumer man Herb Weisbaum writes about them for checkbook.org, and he explains those to Dimitri.
You know, Dimitri, financial institutions make a lot of money from overdraft charges. $34.5 billion last year, according to Moeb Services, a financial research company. Not only is the overdraft fee an attention getter, $33.47, as you mentioned, but some financial institutions charge multiple overdraft fees per day, which can happen if one transaction causes a series of transactions, such as other checks or automatic bill payments, to overdraw the account. Some bank accounts also charge ongoing overdraft fees, daily, every few days or weekly, as long as the account has a negative balance. That can really run up the bill. Here's a checkbook tip. If you mistakenly overdraw, and this is not a frequent occurrence, call the bank and ask to have the fee reversed or reduced. They may be willing to help you.
As you point out in your story, a lot of people, more than 100 million Americans, are expected to get hit with an overdraft fee this year. So how do we prevent this needless fee?
No matter how you do it, whether it's an old-fashioned paper register or a computer program, keep track of all the transactions in your checking account. That's checks, deposits, debit card transactions, and automatic bill payments. Those recur bill payments can really trip you up. You can have enough money in the account when you write a check, but too little to cover it when it's cashed because of an unexpected automatic withdrawal that lowered the balance before the check was cashed. That happened to me once, and it's not going to happen again. So now at the end of December, right now, I am entering all the automatic bill payments for the year in my Quicken software. It takes a little time, but I always know how much is in my checking account, and I'm not going to get hit with an overdraft charge again. Even if you're really good at all this, set up alerts with your financial institution so they'll text or email you when your balance drops below a certain level. That gives you real-time information as to where you are.
Herb, you suggest linking your account to cover possible overdraws. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you can link your checking account to a savings or money market account at the same financial institution. That way, you can cover any overdrafts with your own money. In most cases, you will pay for the service, typically $12 or less per transaction, but it's a lot cheaper than an overdraft charge.
How about a few more things we can do?
Use automatic deposit. Whether you're employed, on a pension, receive government benefits, or get any other recurring payment, direct deposit gives you quicker access to that money, which means you're less likely to bounce a check. And please don't try to play the float, the time it takes for a check to clear. If you don't have the money in the bank to cover a check, don't write it. It's simply not worth the risk.
Okay, before we let you go, are there checking accounts that don't charge overdraft fees?
Yes, you can find a few online checking accounts with no overdraft fees, including Chime, Simple, Discover, and KeyBank's hassle-free account.
Herb Weisbaum with checkbook.org. Read more at WTOP.com. Search checking.